I'm always looking for those 5-minute hacks where I can do something today and increase my sales immediately. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And in this video, I'm going to walk you through the Growth Opportunities tab of Seller Central, tell you a bit about it, what to expect. So in here, you can see the top 50 opportunities. Now, obviously, these are automated. Amazon's pulling these out of the hat, if it were. And so some of these are going to be absolute garbage. But when I went in this morning, it's, you know, it's Cyber Monday. I want to see what else can I do to increase my sales today going into Cyber Monday. I went in and I saw, oh, I need to increase my subscribe and save funding on a few items. And it gives me some dollar figures on what that could mean. You know, and there's like $2,000 right there. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll check this out. So I click on the increase subscribe and save. It's saying, hey, why don't you throw an extra 5% into subscribe and save discounts to increase more people to hit that subscribe and save button. So I click on the increased subscribe and save discount. This brings me over to the section of all of my subscribe and save. And in here, I've got three products that this would make sense for. So these are all auto-enrolled products into subscribe and save. And in here, you can see I went ahead and funded it already, but I'll show you how to do it. In the actions dropdown, you can see choose seller funded discount. And in here, you can choose 0, 5, or 10%. So Amazon will automatically fund a discount on subscribe and save, and then you can throw an additional contribution into it from your side. So I selected 10% on this. I really want to push my soaps. Then I have a number one new release in incense here with the Age of Sage smudge kits. And I have different subscribe and save counts here with a 3-pack and a 6. And so I don't have as much margin on the 3-pack, and it's, you know, kind of almost a loss leader at this point, just to get people to buy higher BSR on the parentage and increase the keyword ranking. So I'm going to choose a seller funded discount at 5% and confirm discount. And then on the 6-pack, though, I'm going to do the same thing, except this time I'm going to go up to 10 because I have a little bit more margin on my 6-pack. So that's an easy opportunity there. Let's go back over to growth opportunities, see what else we can find. On the drop down on the left-hand side here, you can see all of the types of opportunities. So if you're wondering, let's say you get like a big catalog and you're like, do I have A+ content on everything? I'm not sure. Well, come in here, click on this button, boom, no products missing A+ content. Okay, is there an A+ content comparison table? Well, on this particular product, I don't have one because it's kind of a one-off. I don't really have anything to compare it to. So on this particular A+ content, what I did is I pushed it and I just did kind of like a, here's all the products it comes with, right? So this one did not have a comparison A+ grid, but that is my favorite module inside of A+ content. So if you don't have a comparison table, I highly recommend it. And just so you know what I'm talking about, so if we go over to the Age of Sage store, I'm going to click on the soaps and click on one of the products to go straight to the soap, and then scroll down to the bottom, and here you can see, here's what a comparison grid could look like. So I've got Mr. and Mrs. Tumblr's mom gift box set and some soap options on the right. And you can compare and, you know, what's the material? What is it? Does it come with a gift box? What's the cup size? All that good stuff. Or what the scent is. And those are just different things you can do because, you know, your job as an e-commerce seller is to do 4 things. It's to sell more products to more people more often for more money. And the one that most people always forget is the more money, which is why you got to raise your prices. But the increased average order value also can come in quite handy. And as you can see here, I can click on multiple things to help with that. So that's why I really like the comparison table. So are there any products without ads? Well, luckily I don't have any products missing ads. Increase seller funding. That's the one we just did. Lower your referral rate. So unfortunately, nothing I can do to reduce my referral fee. Sometimes if you have an item that's priced right at that $15 mark, if you're under $15 in grocery, you only get an 8% fee. And if it's above 15, then it's 15%, which is Amazon's way to help out the low margin business in grocery. Add a product description. Nope. All those got filled in. Do anything have a main image missing? Nope. Luckily. High resolution main image. Nope. Nothing there. Nothing missing bullet points and nothing missing videos. And then anything that needs an optimized title. So these are like a quick checklist of 50 opportunities. I only had three on mine, I think. Yeah, it was 1, 2, 3, 4. So there was 4 opportunities, and they only could automate 4 of those. So that's pretty good. I feel pretty good about that. And I already acted on the increased seller funding on that. So we'll see what that does for my smudge kits. And I'll show you the live detail page before we wrap up here. So you can see the smudge kits all have the number one new release badge. I got 53 reviews. These are, I think it's about a month old at this point. And it's been a really good product launch for us. Pretty excited about it. And these are what I'm doing to try and take advantage of a keyword opportunity in the market that I saw. Really trying to push them and have some good fun with that. So my name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. Hit that subscribe button or watch more videos if you want to check us out over at myamazonguy.com. Maybe book a coaching call to see what else we can do to help you grow your sales today. We'll see you later.